Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The CV Report.
TPS Report.
The CV Report.
Give us one word to describe what you're going through right now.
Sucky.
Yeah.
Look, any self-respecting veteran should grow a beard and have a belly.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard all day.
Like, if we're going to start getting angry now, it's a little late.
Is live in D.C. with the update on all of this. Good morning. Maybe. I guess not.
The CV Report.
Welcome to the CV Report. I am your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs. Now, speaking with our next guest just makes sense. Dollars and cents, to be exact. And while finances may not always feel personal, there's a deeply personal and veteran connection behind PenFed Credit Union. And here to share his own military background, as well as everything that's being done for veterans, is the president and CEO of PenFed, James Skank. James, welcome.
Phil, it's great to be here.
Good to have you, sir. And I gotta say, fascinating background. Harvard man, a West Point grad, and it looks like the only time of the year we're ever gonna disagree is that week in December when my Navy takes on your Army.
So I was gonna say that after I say go Army a few times if you're still gonna wanna interview me today, but it's great to be here with you and your listeners.
A lot I wanna get into because there's so many things that PenFed does for veterans and so many ways they touch the veterans' lives. And it comes from a sincere place because as I look at your background, you're a Black Hawk pilot. Stationed in Korea for a while, and did some training with aviators on the night vision goggle system.
I loved flying Blackhawks. I've been flying since I was 15. I went to Army Flight School. I was honored to be able to fly some of the best military equipment, including the UH-60 Blackhawk helicopter. But the military, across all services, it's the people that truly makes the difference. It's the military teamwork philosophy, the team of teams approach. And that's what allowed me, I think, to become the CEO of PenFed, is bringing that military leadership and really surrounding myself with some outstanding men and women from all backgrounds who really care about our nation's defenders.
Okay, so you're a brown shoe. You're an aviator. You're an Army aviator. How do you end up going from serving in the world's finest Army to the banking industry?
I was very fortunate. I was able to go back to graduate school, and I taught economics and finance at West Point. And I saw there was a real need for finance for Army leaders. And then that just grew when I left the military after 13 years to be able to give back and to work for a financial institution that supports all services. So people always say, do you miss the Army? Well, I inherited all the services. So the men and women who serve their families, giving them a world-class financial support, empowering them to be able to reach their financial goals. That's what I always wanted to do when I transitioned. So my transition from the military was very seamless because I transitioned from doing something I truly loved, leading men and women, flying Black Hawk helicopters, teaching up at West Point Economics and Finance, to giving back to all Americans who want to do better financially.
One incredibly cool jingle.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
PenFed Credit Union has
love that jingle. Did you have anything to do with securing that?
It actually came up about after the last presidential campaigns. I watched so many commercials. Every time you're watching a sporting event or a show, there's a political campaign. I started to really think about what mattered to PenFed. How do you boil down sort of your message to really resonate? And so we serve Main Street America, and I wanted something that was a little bit of John Cougar Mellencamp, a little bit of an anthem like Billy Joel, right, but something that resonated with men and women who wake up as optimists. They work hard and they give back to their communities. And that's where Great Rates for Everyone really came about, because PenFed, we're competing against 10,000 other financial institutions. On any given day, your listeners can go to 10,000 firms to get a car loan, a credit card, or a mortgage. So But I want them to make sure in the shortest amount of words as possible, they knew what we stood for at PenFed, and that's great rates for everyone.
Well, I like it. I'm going to say it's one good ad campaign. But one is probably the smallest number. As I look at what PenFed Credit Union is about and its offerings, serves 1.8 million members worldwide, $24.5 billion in assets.
One member at a time, one deposit at a time, one auto loan, one credit card at a time.
Now, naturally, we're here. We're talking about veterans. We're talking to veterans. Share with me the different ways veterans are involved or programs designed specifically for them or us.
First of all, it starts with our employees. So right now, PenFed has about 10% veteran employees. My goal is to double the national average. The national average is a little over 8%. So we're hiring veterans. We just bought a new service center in San Antonio, Texas. We've hired 165 individuals in the last quarter. We're a growth firm, so we're always looking for great veterans. We have multiple programs. One we have, PenFed owns Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, PenFed Realty. We have several thousand real estate agents in over 80 offices helping men and women move between all 50 states and around the country. And we have a program for veterans and military spouses, a training program, where if they want to get their realtor's license, we'll cover their training fees to get them licensed. We find out they're some of the absolutely top producers in our real estate business, those who transition from the military or a military spouse that joins Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, PenFed Realty. Very proud of that.
Yeah, quickly, I just interject about the real estate thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Can I honestly say I had a warfighter buddy of mine got out and did what a lot of big muscular guys do. He was a bouncer at a bar. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, not a very long career in that. You can't see yourself doing that for more than 10 years. Took his real estate license exam. I was so surprised. But in 2 years or less, he's one of the biggest billers at his real estate agency and does phenomenally well. I mean, here's this big lug of a guy, Steve, out there. If you're listening, you know who you are. And just to see how he's adapted to it. It is a great field that I want to say is almost great for any MOS. I mean, you don't need the technical background like you would, say, with law or science or something. You can roll right into real estate if you get the mastery of the classes.
If you're real estate depends on leadership and communication, and people in the military know how to gain trust and confidence with one another. They're used to being very good communicators, both orally and written. Mm-hmm. And that's what it really is communicating with your customers. Helping bring them into the right neighborhood, show them different options available, and it's a very high-paying career field. The other thing that's really great about being a realtor is portable. So a military spouse or a veteran, you can go to any of the 50 states, transfer your license, work for different firms. We like when they stay with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
Sure.
But it's very portable a career, and it's a very lucrative career. And we love having them part of our team because they are disciplined, they're fearless, they have that grit. They get it done, and they know how to sell and build trust.
And from what I know of the name Berkshire Hathaway, those listings are probably quite nice at times. And, you know, certainly it's always nice to put your name on.
It's a very strong brand, and we're very proud to be associated with it.
Indeed, indeed. There's so much more to unpack here. We got the PenFed Foundation.
PenFed Foundation was created in 2001 to do even more for our military veterans, their families, and caregivers. We've raised over $30 million. What's really unique about the PenFed Foundation, every dollar we raise goes directly to our programs. Because as the CEO of PenFed, I cover all the expenses of the PenFed Foundation. So I pay the labor, we do their marketing, we do their finances. So the money we raise are going directly to the programs, which are truly changing lives for the better.
Talk to me a little bit about the Veteran Entrepreneur Investment Program.
Yeah, did you know in America that over 200,000 veterans are transitioning to the private sector each year, and about one in five want to start their own business? Unfortunately, what veterans lack are two things, capital and access to a business network to help promote or sell their product or their service that they want to, you know, bring to the market.
Mm-hmm.
So the PenFed Foundation, we raised about $1.5 million last year. We're still in the process of raising more. What we do is we invest in veteran entrepreneurs. So if you're transitioning or if you want to make a donation, go to the PenFedFoundation.org website. It's like a little shark tank. So people submit their business plans. We literally get hundreds of business plans. We review them. We have a team of financial experts from our chief operating officer to our chief financial officer to the president of our foundation. We review these financial plans, and then we make equity investments or we make investments in these firms. And if they do well, the money will come back to the foundation and be invested in other veteran startups. So we made a few so far. We just invested in two Air Force women who do Honest Soul Yoga. We're expanding their Arlington-based yoga studios into San Antonio, Texas. We invested in True Made Foods, which was a, a naval aviator. He realized that ketchup has more sugar than ice cream, and he had six kids and wanted to solve the obesity in America issue. So he's selling through Amazon and most of the major grocery stores now. So we're one of his first investors. We're very proud of that.
That's awesome. This last year, I happened to be covering another event called Veterans Shark Tank, which was conferences around the country, and eventually they have a big award ceremony. The Veterans Shark Tank finals take place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and they select all these businesses to come pitch their idea a la Shark Tank TV style, right?
Yes.
To the board of experts there, a panel of experts, and just some of the business plans that had gone through this Veterans Shark Tank experience, I was blown away with. J-Dog Junk Removal is a national brand now. It's got 240 some franchises, founded by an Army vet.
Absolutely.
Who just simply was between jobs and decided he had a Jeep and a trailer and he would begin taking stuff to the dump for his neighbors.
Veteran entrepreneurs are absolutely fearless. They're disciplined. They're dedicated. What they need is capital and they need a network. PenFed has 1,700 business partners to link them up with. We have 1.8 million members to tell about their product.
Yeah.
And then there's about another 5,200 other credit unions. If it does well with PenFed, we love to take their product and service across the credit union industry and then across America.
And it really is, it's another one that's not MOS specific. It is really universal, whether you were a, you know, whether you were a captain or whether you were like me, the command master E4.
We are seeing amazing business plans, and what they're looking for is capital. And we invest about $50,000 to $300,000 to start, and then we build from there.
Up to $300,000 to start.
Absolutely.
Wow, phenomenal. Let's switch gears again, talk about PenFed Digital.
PenFed Digital, I really, about a year ago, I was absolutely convinced that the American consumer loves video content. And so I hired an award-winning team away from CBS and some other networks. We have a 9-person team fully dedicated to filming digital stories of our 1.8 million members, our 2,700 employees, stories of service, stories of resilience, stories of inspiration. So you come to PenFed Digital when you really want to feel good, when you want to learn about others who are really making a positive impact into their community.
That's interesting because you wouldn't think a credit union, you wouldn't think in the world of finance, their storytelling is a necessity. But that's pretty cool. How
people communicate in a whole different way today. People want to be part of community. People want to be part of something bigger than themselves. PenFed stands for America. PenFed stands for Main Street America. Men and women who get up in the morning, roll up their sleeves, want to work hard. Our PenFed Digital stories, millions of viewers every month because people want to be connected. And PenFed's very proud to connect them.
It's always good to see a good story told. And frankly, I think there's a lot of brands out there that focus too much on the sales aspect.
If you're in the Navy, you're in a foxhole or on a ship, there's a lot of good stories and we want to share those stories.
Which, when we turn the mics off, I want to hear more about Korea from you because I guarantee we can have some good stories there.
I was 6'6 when I went to Korea. Look what happened.
Outstanding. There was one story that I've kind of left out here and I don't have a great segue for this, but there was something to do with one of your board members. And a dog.
Yeah. Actually, it's General Mick Nicholson, the new president of the PenFed Foundation. He served our nation for 37 years, rose to 4-star general, commanded 6.5 years in Afghanistan, the longest serving commander of multinational forces. He was so impressed with the PenFed Foundation mission, he became our president last March, and he's raising a service dog. It'll be PenFed's 6th service dog. And he, like the rest of the puppy raisers, really see the value that these service dogs play in the life of a veteran that might have a disability or might have a PTSD, where it's really changing their outlook on life. And so he's going to raise a dog at work for 18 months, and then it'll go to a veteran or an American with a disability to make a life-changing a positive impact on their lives. I'm really excited. I think we're the first organization to have a 4-star general raising a service dog.
And what's the dog's name?
I understand it came from the W litter. And so if my sources, my secret facts have it right, I think it's going to be named West Point. And
West
he is a West Point graduate.
But Annapolis has such a nice ring to it, don't you think?
Well, our first service dog was named Admiral. So we got all the bases covered.
That's good stuff. And, you know, as I shared with you earlier, I was behind a woman in line the other day at the drugstore picking up a prescription, and I saw one of those. It was a chocolate lab, and it was just so beautiful. And they make such a huge difference. Of the warfighter brothers I have that use them, there's just that special connection that you cannot duplicate with any medicine in a bottle. You can't duplicate with any sort of therapy. It's just something about our
furry friends.
People
don't realize most people train their pet to do 3 tasks. These service dogs are trained to do 43 unique, specific tasks for their individual that they benefit and they help. Oh. That's amazing. It really helps in such a meaningful way in so many areas.
I was honestly not anticipating this many aspects of a financial company affecting my life. But yeah, there's a lot going on. And it's no surprise that I actually first heard about this from my producer, who shared with me the recognition you got for your support of the National Military and Family Association.
We're very honored to receive that. PenFed, for a lot of years, in the last 10 years, have given over $7 million to the National Military Family Association for what they're doing for our nation's military kids and their policies. Their programs are really best in class, helping our service members and military spouses. And PenFed is very proud to support them, along with about 75 other organizations. PenFed, we give about 2% of our net income back every year, just under $5 million, to many different veteran causes. And we're very proud of that. We love to be part of the community. And when you lift up the community, it becomes very self-fulfilling.
So whether you're starting a life and you're looking for that mortgage, you're looking for that home loan, whether you're starting a business and you're looking for some capital, or whether you're just starting...
Just want to roll up your sleeves and make a difference in the community. Come be part of our family.
Oh, very cool. Well, James, a pleasure talking to you. I had no idea, and I'm so glad I took the time to look under the hood at PenFed Credit Union. Until December, we're going to be friends.
Go Army, Phil. Go Army.
Go Navy. All right, James, a pleasure having you, sir.
Thanks, Phil. Real pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.